The Czech Republic's official road to adopting the euro is a long and winding one. But while politicians argue over the pros and cons of embracing the European currency, it seems that Czech businesses motivated by an increasingly strong crown have already made up their minds. Battling against an increasingly strong crown, many companies that export abroad are instead choosing to do their business in euros. The reasoning is simple. Countries importing Czech goods are assured a better deal with a weaker currency. Dominik Jun discussed the issue with economist Tomáš Sedláček and began by asking him why the switch made sense for Czech businesses.
Because crown is gaining value, so that for them to sell their products in crowns, it's much more difficult because it's more difficult for them to sell because they keep their prices constant, yet the value of the crown goes down, so the demand for their products is much more lenient in that way.
So is the fact that all these Czech companies are using the euro, is that likely to increase the momentum for the Czech Republic to actually officially adopt the euro?
Well, I certainly do hope so, because 80% of Czech GDP, 80% of all that we produce, ends up being exported abroad. And of course, majority of that export ends up in a euro-using country. So I believe that is, or should be, a sufficient pressure for the government to at least announce the planned date of the euro adoption. And I think it is somewhat irresponsible of a government not to even hint at a strategic vision of our country. I think it is a duty of the leader or leaders of any country to be able to provide some kind of a strategic outlook so that the companies could actually adjust to it.
And is it fair to say that most Czech companies want the country to adopt the euro?
I would say that every exporting company would want to have euro. I mean, it is in their interest. The only price that we will pay for adopting euro in terms of the economy is a slightly increased inflation in a magnitude of a couple of percentage points. And the good news about inflation is that in inflation, you cannot have speculation like you can have against or for a currency. So inflation seems to be a better way of approaching the Western price levels than through strengthening of the koruna.
And final question, what's the current political sort of state of play as to the adoption of the euro? How realistic is it looking, and what's the sort of current timetable, or is there even one?
Well, there's been a very kind of straightforward strategy that was put together in the year 2004, just before we entered the European Union itself. And the government, together with the National Bank, has agreed to the date of 2010. Unfortunately, after the elections, this has been, you know, completely dismantled. And as of today, we have no clue and we have no indication as to when the government wants to adopt the euro. It won't even indicate the tendency to do so. So it's only left to speculation, and my speculation is somewhere in the year 2013 or 2014, hopefully.
Economist Tomáš Sedláček there, talking to Radio Prague's Dominik.